If it feels like you have too much to do every day and you're never getting it all done, how can you increase your productivity without increasing your hours? Callie Bird from Lead the Life You Want to Lead has some time management tips.
The first thing in time management to realise is to take control of your time, and just so that you decide how long things are going to take. It's something called Parkinson's Law, and it says however long something's going to take, it will take that time. So if you've got to get a report done by Friday, you'll probably be working really hard on it Thursday night. But if your boss asks for it on Wednesday, you'll get it done by Wednesday. So you can start to use that to your advantage. So you can start to sort of plan your day. So you think, right, I've got a meeting at 11 o'clock. So in the 2 hours before that, I'm going to get some emails done. I'm going to get some phone calls done. So you can start to think about where stuff fits in the slots that you've got, so you start to take control and use those times effectively rather than just drift through and panic at the end of the day because you've done nothing.
Is it also about deciding that actually, say you mentioned like get some emails done, that's quite nebulous. Should I therefore be deciding I'm going to get 15 emails done in half an hour and that's my lot?
Yeah, that's a good way to do it, especially, you know, emails are sort of the bane of the modern office now. Sometimes people have, you know, so many to deal with and you could spend all day doing that and do nothing else. So yeah, one way of doing that is to say, right, I'm going to do 10 or 15. Or if you're in sales, you can say, right, I'm going to make 10 sales calls and I'm going to get those done in an hour. Then I'm going to go on to everything else I've got. So that way you're keeping it ticking over. You're putting a time limit on it. You feel good because you've done that and you've ticked some of those off. And then that's also leaving your time to go on to whatever the next thing might be.
And how do you decide what are the most important things to do? Because often you have this massively long to-do list and you kind of look at it and just go, well, do I eat that ugly frog first or do I do the easy thing? How do you decide?
Well, a really good way of splitting up a to-do list, because they often look sort of really overwhelming and you can just panic. There's a system where I call it red and green tasks. Now, a red task means it's urgent and important, so it's really got to be done and it's probably a time limit on that. And then a green task means it's important but it's not urgent. Now, these are things you need to keep ticking over. That might be marketing activities, it might be keeping your accounts up to date, it might be doing a filing, it might be checking with your staff, you know, once or twice a week. And the thing about green tasks, if you do them regularly, they never become red tasks. But if you leave them, all of a sudden it's tax return time or you've got an emergency or something's gone wrong, and then you've got a red task. So a red is urgent and important, and a green is important but not urgent, but needs to be done on a ticking over basis.
Once you've got your list of red tasks, how do I decide out of those which is the most urgent and the most important?
Okay, now sometimes that might jump out at you. There might be something with a very imminent deadline, or you know you're going to get shouted at imminently if you don't do it. Otherwise, the way to do it is take the first task and say, is this more important than all the other tasks on this list? If it is, do it. If it isn't, put it on one side and ask the same question of the second task. So if you just run down that list doing that, you'll find the one which is the most important. And then do it, get it done, tick it off, and then do the exercise again. So each time you're finding the most important task on that list and getting it done.
Now that obviously would deal with the red tasks. How about the green tasks?
There's different ways of organising that. Sometimes it might be that you might decide, right, on Friday afternoons I'm going to do my filing and do my accounts, or on Tuesday mornings I'm going to do my marketing or my cold calling. So you might decide to give that a regular slot a week. Also, sometimes green tasks are sort of ways of ongoing developing your business and ways that you could get new clients. So then, again, you can make a list of those and then decide which is the easiest or most effective of those. Which of these green tasks should I do first? And what some people do is just allocate a time every day for a green task slot, and then you're really reordering that green task list to see which one would come first and really get you the most bang for your buck, as they say.
And what's the best time of day to do this? Should I do it first thing in the morning? Should I do it last thing at night?
Either works. Some people find it's good to do it first thing in the morning. It's very good to have a think about your day before you turn your computer on and get the email going, because once you start doing that or checking your voicemail, your attention's going to get dragged and you won't be quite so focused. So have a think about what you intend for your day. Some people do actually at the end of the day also just give some thought to how tomorrow will look, so that by the end of the day, or certainly by the beginning of the day, you know what you intend to do. And then the other things that come up, then you can work out how to fit them into that plan. But you're taking control of what you intend to do and the rough timings that would take.
That's Callie Bird from Lead the Life You Want to Lead.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.